20 years ago, Teyon Watkins, Lisa Lopez, and Rosanda Thomas came together for the first time to sing and dance for music executives in hopes of landing a recording contract.
They became T-Boz Left Eye and Chili, better known as TLC.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster.
TLC went on to sell more than 65 million records and rank as one of the best-selling female groups of all time.
The trio also made headlines for some of the wrong reasons: their highly publicized bankruptcy and the time when Lisa Left Eye Lopez torched a tub full of her boyfriend's shoes in a jealous rage and wound up burning down his house. Then, a few years later, the sad story of Lopez's death in a car accident.
Tonight, VH1 airs the new biopic, Crazy Sexy Cool, the TLC story. T-Boz and Chili tell our David Green the group bonded over something they had in common. All of them were raised by single mothers.
Did being raised by strong women make you more powerful as women on the stage when you started?
Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
And then some. We will stand up against men all day, every day.
Yep. Kick them in the shin and start running.
Hello.
When you started performing, I mean, the three of you seemed resistant to, you know, a stereotypically girly look. You were in baggy jeans. You were in loose clothing, sort of fitting the style that male hip-hop artists were going with at the time. And you seemed pretty adamant that that was going to be your style.
We were adamant. This is T-Boz. You know what? The funny thing is we used to look at men as our competition and not women.
Yeah.
Because men can go out there and pump and, ooh, yeah. And then girls will fall out and everything. And honestly, the easy way out is to take off your clothes and sell sex. But we have proven and become the biggest American group with our clothes on. So that says a lot.
The third member of the group, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, I mean, the movie doesn't hold back in a lot of ways, but certainly we see her as such a firecracker. And I wanted to play this one scene, and we'll just set it up. She's thinking about busting up the group and going out on her own.
Guess Lisa talked to a vibe editor.
In between her meeting Master P and her intergalactic rap, who knew she had the time?
Lisa Lopez had this to say. I challenge each girl to make a solo album. How about $1 million prize to the girl that sells the most records?
We never had a problem with her going solo. It's just when she chose to go solo, we were under contractual obligations, meaning we had a deadline. We had already signed the money. And she had already burned down Andre's house.
Andre Rison, her boyfriend.
Right at that time. And we had already lost so much money, endorsement deals, and so many things because of her decisions and personal issues, especially because of the things that she had did with burning down the house. We were in a position to where we had to work.
You keep mentioning this house, and that was no small thing. I mean, Lisa burned down her football player boyfriend's
house. It was an accident. It was an accident.
It really
though.
Was an accident.
Although in the movie, she lit something on fire.
We're going to tell you. The first time, you know, they got into an argument, it was just a toxic relationship to begin with. And she had taken all of the teddy bears that he bought her, put them in the tub, and burned them up. And the tub was ruined, but it wasn't a flammable tub. So they replaced it, but with a flammable tub. But she
didn't. Plexiglass.
Yeah, she did not know that.
She thought it was a non-flammable tub.
Right. The second time.
So that's why I was like, okay, well, let's go back to the tub again. And when she wanted to make her point again, you know, the tub was different.
She lit the tennis shoes, honey, and the whole house
and everything went
up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let our listeners decide accident versus non-accident. But let me, I guess I just wonder, at moments like that, did you worry that it was all going to be lost? Kind of the three of you were going to be judged for this and a lot's going to be lost here.
I mean, of course people would judge, but I didn't think that was like a deal breaker where it's just
over.
Did you?
I didn't think it was just going to be over. I just thought it was going to be a lot of negativity for a while.
Chili, you were worried it was all over?
I was worried. I said, oh my God, please do not let this ruin our career.
In the film, we relive Lisa's death in a car accident down in Honduras. It's been a decade since then, and it took this long for the two of you to consider coming back together. I mean, was all that time the healing process?
Well, first of all, we've always been together. T-Boz and I have, you know, we've done shows a lot overseas. And as far as the, you know, hurting part of her being gone, I mean, we still hurt, you know, but as time goes on, it does make it easier for you to deal with, but you never get over it 100%. That's
right.
Impossible. Yeah.
I had some health issues, too, that took some years off, but we're still together. We're always TLC.
T-Boz, I want to ask you about those health challenges. I mean, you've been struggling with sickle cell anemia your entire life, and some doctors said you wouldn't be alive today. And then on top of that, a brain tumor?
Correct.
When was that and what happened?
In November this year, it'll be 4 years. And it took 3 years of physical therapy to get everything back together. But
wow, and you've beaten it. I mean, it's your healthy
yes,
now.
Yes, I did. I, in my heart, feel it won't come back, even though the doctors say, but doctors practice medicine, that it can come back. But I, in my heart, feel that it won't. So, and that's what I'm going to choose to believe.
How has all of this changed your approach to your career and to living?
It was crazy because I lost everything that deals with my job, my hearing, my sight, my speech. I was like, Lord, and my balance. And I'm a dancer. It's in my soul. So I don't take things for granted the way I used to.
Well, as we say goodbye, I mean, we'll play some from the single that you just released, Meant to Be. But talk us through it. I mean, why does that capture the story of TLC?
This song is like the title song for the soundtrack for our movie, and it just gives you a ride down memory lane.
And it helps you to understand better all of the things that we've gone through and the love that we have for each other to this day.
Yep.
Chili T-Boz, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate
it. First of all, I have to say, I love your voice.
Yeah, you have a good voice.
Wow, that's going to be
sexy.
Big sexy. Big sexy.
I'm serious. I'm like, dang.
Thank you.
So your new name is Big Sexy.
Yes.
That's the new single, Meant to Be, from TLC. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.